Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited you are here today listening to today's grand finale of our Healthy Girl Summer series. We're on part three, and this is all about spiritual health, specifically chatting all the things faith, growing closer to God, how to hear his voice, and some questions that I know a lot of you have. So this is an episode I'm so excited for. I feel like we've been building for this one. If you haven't already listened to the first two parts of this series, definitely recommend them. You don't need to listen to them to listen to today's episode, but we talked about physical health first, mental health last week, and this week is spiritual health. So we're covering all the bases on how to have the best healthy girl summer possible. But before we do anything, if you love the podcast, make sure you leave a rating and tag me on your Instagram stories at Healthy But Human Pod. You can also tag my personal Instagram, Callie Gwally, and I'll be sure to repost you. I literally love seeing you guys listening to the podcast. It makes me so happy. So definitely tag me if you love the show and leave a rating as well. It helps us reach more people and help more people and inspire more people. So anyways, let's get into our self-check-in. Think of this like a time to just ground yourself and really see how you're doing. Sometimes we have such busy days, we kind of just go through the motions and don't check in with ourselves. So this is a time to just think of it like a little regroup moment. So wherever you are, take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with all the goodness, all the love into your beautiful, stunning body. And then exhale out any of the not so good stuff. Just release it with your breath. Let it go. Okay, now ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? And get real with yourself here. And ask yourself, why do I feel like this? I was feeling not so hot earlier, and I simply need to just slow down and hang out with the Lord. I literally feel so much more recharged, like more recharged than taking a nap, which is so crazy. So sometimes you just gotta get real and do what you gotta do. So now that you know why you feel like this, let's ask ourselves, what can I do right now or today to improve the number on the scale? Maybe it's listen to the podcast. Maybe it's go on a walk, do a Pilates workout. Whatever it is, just make a little promise to yourself that you're going to do that today. Show up for yourself like a best friend. Okay, now tell yourself one compliment. What is something that you love about you? It can be inside or outside. Hype yourself up. Okay, now it's our favorite little time, hydration time. Ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you've listened to the show before, you know the drill. Grab your water. We're going to hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers. So needed. So refreshing. Got to stay hydrated this summer. All right, next question. Have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, do a little happy dance, and then sit back down or stay standing. Okay, final question is I want you to ask yourself, where am I right now in my faith journey? And get so real with yourself. Maybe you're in a season where you aren't sure if God's real. Maybe you're in a season where you are so just following the Lord, love him, close to him. Maybe you're in a season where you're trying to figure out what you believe. No matter where you are, I think this episode's going to really help you today. We're going to have a very honest convo. Very, very relatable, realistic. I'm going to do all the things I can to just share some tips with you that have truly helped me in my journey. A little backstory really fast. If you didn't already listen to my testimony before, is that I grew up Christian, but I fell out of my faith for 4-ish years. Didn't go to church. Had a lot of church hurt. Definitely was very angry at God. Blamed him for a lot of things. And then I dabbled in spirituality, new age stuff, astrology. And I actually, through all of that, when I encountered the Holy Spirit for the first time since I was little, I realized how much stronger the power of the Holy Spirit is to any tarot card, any Reiki session, anything like that. Like, the Holy Spirit is so much stronger. And if you need proof of that, in the Bible, it's actually in the Old Testament when I believe it was Moses. I think it was Moses. Yeah. With the different plagues, they had the magicians, they had all the people who could do the miracles up to a certain point, but only Moses with God's power could get rid of all of the different plagues. So definitely read that story if you don't know what I'm talking about. It's really interesting. But I came back to Christ in 2022, and it wasn't like an aha moment where everything in my life became rainbows and sunshine, but I will say that through and through, I have just truly transformed, and I'm a totally different person. The Lord has completely redeemed me. He's renewed me. He has healed me from anxiety, from genetic depression. He has just done so many incredible things in my life, and we have moments where we're besties and moments where I'm mad at him, but I think that's like any relationship. And I just want to be honest with you. Like, that's just how it is with walking in any relationship. And I think the important thing that I'm learning the most is to just stay vulnerable and really tell the Lord how I'm feeling at all times, which I know usually in the episode we have a life update, but I guess for the life update, honestly, I can just use it to get right into this topic because I feel like we're already getting into it. But yesterday I lost my wedding ring. I am still very upset about it. And anyways, what happened was that I went to the beach and then I put my rings in John's wallet in the beach bag. Anyways, I didn't put it back on when I got back out of the ocean and we went to Publix. He took his wallet in. I stayed in the car. Totally forgot to put the rings back on. And he forgot the rings were in the wallet and he was kind of just like spinning his wallet around, upside down, all the things. And my wedding ring fell out and the engagement ring stayed in, thankfully, but I lost my other ring. I am praying, please pray that it shows up, that no one stole it. I am still very, very upset about it. I literally bawled my eyes out. And listen, I know it's a ring. I get it. But it's like my wedding ring. And I was really, really upset. And anyways, that happened. And last night, I was angry at God, frankly. I got really upset at him. There have been several other things that have happened recently in my life. Our dog last week, she got caught really badly, ended up going to the vet, ER, just unexpected things, like bad unexpected things, really sad things. And I just was like, God, why is this happening? Like, can you make it stop? I literally was just like in the shower bawling, like, God, please. Like, I just, yeah, it's one of those seasons where I just, those things just starting to pile up and praying it stops. But anyways, I'm telling you this story because I was mad at God like big time last night. I was really mad at him. I felt like a child throwing a big fit in the shower. And I was just like, God, I don't understand. I straight up just don't get it. Like I thought you loved me, all the things. And I think these are questions that honestly a lot of us deal with in our faith. When things don't go right in our life, when we have moments where things don't make sense, when we have loss, when we lose something, when we don't get the job, when the boyfriend breaks up with us, like, or the best friend betrays us, like, whatever it is, it's so easy to be like, God, why? If you love me, why is this happening? But that is where I think it's really important to realize that everything in this world is truly spiritual. There is, if you read in Ephesians, It talks about the armor of God, putting on the armor of God. And it talks about how we don't fight battles of flesh and blood. And what does that mean? What we see in front of us is not the full story. Truly, it's not. Like, it is scientifically proven that certain animal species can see more than humans can. So I think it was like snakes or something can see infrared. Like, I could be making that up. But there was something like that where different animals can see different things. Look that up. It's really interesting, and it does go to show that we can only see so much. Our eyes can only see so much in the spectrum. And there is such a spiritual realm. Like, literally, I just want to take it even back to energy. Let's talk about energy. Protons, electrons, neutrons. Energy is real. And I know when we hear the word energy, our typical reaction is we think of crystals, new age stuff, energy healing, all that jazz. That stuff is real. And this is a whole other conversation that we can go into another day of why that stuff is not good to do. It can open a lot of doors to darkness in our life, and it maybe appears to be shiny and happy and great. But as someone who's done that stuff before, you don't know what powers you're tapping into when you do that stuff. That's the issue, is you're tapping into things that could be demonic. And I know when we hear the word demonic, we think of horror movies, but think of the demonic. They're like little fleas. With authority in Christ, you can get rid of them. It's really not that big of a deal. But what I'm trying to say, that's a whole other tangent. If you have questions about that, please, like, let's talk about it, because I'm learning more and more and more about the spiritual realm, and especially with Christianity, and all, especially someone who was into astrology, it's really interesting to see parallels and understand that a lot of that world in astrology and New Age is copycatting what is actually meant for us as Christians, that the Lord created. That we need to do an episode on it. It'll blow your mind. My mind has been blown recently. Like, oh my goodness. It is so crazy how much stuff of that stuff is paralleled. I'm getting sidetracked right now. I made a little outline. But let's just get back on track here. What I was gonna say, though, all of this to be said, is that the enemy wants to pull us away from God. That is his major goal in life. He hates us. He hates creation. He hates life. And he wants us to die in hell. He literally wants us to hate God. That is his. He's like the mean girl at school. That's how I think of him. He tries to start drama with us and our friend, God, and pull us apart. That's how it is. So last night when I was really upset at God, it was a moment where I was like, I had to press pause. And I was like, would God try and torture me? No, God loves me. He disciplines me, but he loves me. He wouldn't try and torture me. So in those moments, it's like asking God, hey, is this you testing me, or is this spiritual warfare? Which, going back to, we don't fight battles of flesh and blood, but we do fight battles in the spiritual realm. And yes, it was spiritual warfare last night. So that being said, the enemy was trying to get me to be mad at God, pull me away from him, deceive me, and lead me down a path of darkness. So that's, if you're not a Christian or you're a new believer, you're probably like, bro, what are you talking about? Okay, let's backtrack. Healthy girl summer, spiritual habits. Let's go. 12 minutes in. How to grow closer to God. Okay, I think this is a huge topic question. I have episodes that we talk so in depth on this. So if you want to know more, definitely check that out. But I have a verse to read you, because I want to include scripture in this today. John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So when we are walking with the Lord, we are his sheep. He is our shepherd. And if you know anything about shepherds and sheep, the animals know their shepherd's voice. So when the shepherds call them, they know that it's their shepherd. And one of the best ways to get closer to God is to learn what his voice sounds like. And this brings me into my next point about the importance of reading the Bible. The Bible, it's so hard to read, Callie. I don't know where to start. Okay, This is something that I definitely know a lot of people struggle with, is resisting reading the Bible. And when they try to read the Bible, it's boring. They don't understand it. They don't even know where to start. Let's just do a quick little debrief on how to actually read the Bible in a way that is very tangible. So I got this. So there's different versions of the Bible. They all have, so they're all translated basically in different ways, but they all have the same meaning. So for example, there is the King James Version, which is a very old version of the Bible. It is written in Old English, so it has a lot of the shalt, thou, all that kind of lingo that we don't say today. So it's a very hard to understand version of the Bible, where if you read versions of the Bible like The Message, or I love to read the New Living Translation, these versions of the Bible are written more in modern day language, so they're translated to be in a way that we really understand them, and it sounds like how we speak today. I know there is some controversy about The Message specifically, because people say it adds things, it's too vague, all that stuff, but here's the deal, is I think it's important to just start somewhere. If it is really hard for you to understand reading the Bible in a different version and The Message clicks in your brain, start there, and then maybe try a different version as you feel like you start to understand the basic principles of the Bible a little bit more. So for me, I love the New Living Translation. I really recommend this version. The Message is a little bit more kind of all over the place, or like it's a little bit more vague, but I would say the New Living Translation is pretty spot on with other translations I found. So definitely you can get the Bible app for free. You can read and try different translations out on the app. And in terms of where to start reading the Bible, a lot of people make the mistake of reading Genesis first, the Old Testament. So the Bible is split into two parts. You got the Old Testament is the first half, and the New Testament is the second half. Think of it like this. The Old Testament is pre-Jesus, the New Testament is Jesus and his walk on earth, and then resurrection, so post-Jesus. The reason why I personally like to read the New Testament first is because I find that the Old Testament is a little bit more challenging of a read, where the New Testament, it's easier to follow along because it's a story of Jesus versus a story of a ton of different people and a lot of things happening. So I would recommend starting with the book of Matthew. You have the four gospels. So the four gospels are the first four books of the New Testament: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Basically what these books are is they are accounts of Jesus's life on earth written by four different people. These people were there, and it's really cool when you read all four of them, because you're going to notice that some of them have certain stories in them where others don't. Some go in more depth where others don't. So you get a really big picture of, okay, this is what Jesus's walk looked like on earth, which is why I love starting there, because basically the Old Testament is a whole just beautiful, beautiful parallel to Jesus's ministry. And that's just going like really in depth, but if you look at different Bible stories in the Old Testament, you're going to see that there are so many similarities, like metaphors to Jesus and prophecy for Jesus, which is something that I've been learning recently. I have not read all of the Old Testament. I will just straight up say that. That's one on my bucket list. I really want to do that soon. And I would just say start with the New Testament. And as you read the Bible, you're going to start to understand how God speaks. You're going to be able to understand what his character is, things that God would say, things God wouldn't say. And this leads me into the next point of how to hear God's voice. So the Bible is one way we can hear God's voice, but it's not the only way we can hear God's voice. In fact, I didn't know up until literally this past year that we can actually hear God's voice literally at any point in our life, whether we're reading the Bible or not. Because when you accept Jesus into your heart, you get the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the way that the Lord communicates to us. So we have our body, physical body, we have our mind, and then we have our spirit. The Lord speaks to us in our spirit, and it's processed in our mind. Cool? okay, what does God's voice sound like? So it's not, sometimes for some people it's like this. I've never had this happen. But usually God's voice is not audible. So you wouldn't hear him out loud to say, just like in your room. It's more of, it comes in as thoughts in your mind. Your mind is honestly the battlefield. This is where you have the enemy's voice, you have your voice, you have God's voice. And a lot of the confusion about hearing God's voice can come from, how do I tell if it's my voice, the enemy, or God? I have an episode all on this too. If you want to know more about really how to hear God's voice, it's called Hearing God's Voice. So you can just search it and it'll show up in the episodes. But truly, I think the easiest way to determine if a thought is from God, you, or the enemy is to just, out of the gates, how does this thought make me feel? If it makes you feel fear, worry, anxiety, doubt, discouragement, any like negative thing, it's probably the enemy speaking, because he likes to steal, kill, and destroy. Where if it's God speaking, these are thoughts that are going to be true, honorable, noble, admirable, life-giving things, things that are uplifting, things that empower you. Does God test us? Does God tell us things that maybe push us out of our comfort zone? Yes, he does. But he's not going to tear us down. Where the enemy, sometimes intrusive thoughts from the enemy sound like, you're a failure. You really think you can make it there? You look really fat in that. She's so much prettier than you. Your skin looks ugly. Things like that. And you'll start to notice it. These thoughts, they cross your mind and it's like, ah, that's the enemy trying to tear me down. Where the Lord's voice, you might hear it come in scripture that just pops into your mind. So for me, sometimes I hear the verse Jeremiah 29:11 a lot. It's, for I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope in a future. It'll just spontaneously come across my mind. And I'm like, oh, that's the Lord. Like, I wasn't thinking about that. And another way that's really good to kind of determine if it's God's voice is asking yourself, what have I just thought of that right now? So one day, for example, I was in my closet. I was really tired. I didn't want to go outside or do anything active. I just wanted to like start working. And I just had a thought cross my mind about going on a prayer walk. I literally was not thinking about that whatsoever. And I realized in that moment, I was like, okay, I would not have thought of that. This is the Lord wanting me to go on a prayer walk with him. And so I did. And also sometimes as you're learning the Lord's voice, like it can be easy to feel stuck and be like, oh, I don't want to mess up. I don't want to like think I hear his voice and then do something that's not actually right. But that's just how it comes down. It's practice. We got to practice. And a lot of times it's just stepping out in faith. And just saying like, Lord, I surrender this to you. If this is not you speaking to me, I pray you would just close the door. I pray you would just turn my steps and make it obvious to me to go a different direction. And often he will. Like, for example, I was with Spice Studio. I was looking for someone to help me with a role at Spice Studio. And I had someone reach out to me kind of spontaneously. And I interviewed them. I was like, okay, I like this person. But Lord, like, I want this to be, like, I want you to guide my business. And if this is not the right person, please make this so clear. Like, please close this door in my face. And literally I checked my email and they responded an hour later and were super down for the thing or whatever. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take that as a sign. And I still wasn't totally sure. And honestly, it's one of those things where I think just taking steps in faith, and if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But the Lord's not going to let us fail. He knows your heart. He knows you want to obey him. He knows you want to surrender to him. And I think just making that really clear, I mean, like, God, I want to surrender. Please just guide me in this. Because he will. And he's not going to let you crash and burn as long as you keep surrendering to him. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Taking baby steps is my number one hack to building healthy and sustainable habits, especially when it comes to gut health, which is why I love Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic that benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just two little capsules and no refrigeration is needed. I first started taking Seed back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of uncomfy stomach issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I started doing my own research and learned how important important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. Like I mentioned before, seed is so easy to fit into your daily routine, especially if you are on the go a lot. The free travel vial from the Welcome Kit allows you to take DSO1 on the go, which we love, especially with our summer trips. Another reason I love Seed is I can actually trust them, which can be so rare in the supplement world these days. Their scientific testing is extremely rigorous, with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains in their patented capsule in capsule design that helps the fragile bacteria survive the journey to your door. Trust your gut with Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali. Code 25Cali.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Other ways I like to hear his voice is I think journaling his voice is one of my favorite ways to hear his voice. I'll ask a question to God. I'll just write down the question and I'll just sit. And if you have ever meditated before, it's basically the same thing where you just sit in stillness. You can play like soaking music if you don't like dead silence. And just try to turn off your mind. If your mind is racing a lot, you can ask the Lord to quiet your mind. But just try and remove yourself from the equation when you hear his voice. Literally just try and take away any selfish ambition. It doesn't have to make sense what you hear. That is literally a huge piece of advice. You don't have to rationalize it in your mind as you hear the thing from God. Just write down what comes to your mind and then look at it. And be like, okay, is this life-giving? Does this sound like God? Okay, I think it's God. And just practice it. You can literally start with easy questions like, God, what do you want to tell me today? God, how do you see me? Things like that. Okay, some other things in terms of hearing his voice. You can hear his voice through friends, through podcasts. You can hear his voice through literally just a social media post. Something might speak to you. You can hear his voice through music, through nature. You can hear him through so many things. And he speaks to people differently too. Like he knows exactly what you need to hear him. And he will speak to you in that way. And so I think a lot of times people don't think he speaks to them, but it's ultimately because they don't slow down, quiet their minds, and create that space for the Lord to speak to them. And so often just talking to him and not giving him a chance to respond when we just can sit with him and just let him talk in his own timing. I feel like that covers a lot of hearing his voice and getting closer to him. I think one more thing I want to add to growing closer to God is just it is what you make it. It's like any relationship in your life. The time you put in is what you're going to get out of it. If you hang out with God every day, you're going to grow close to him pretty quickly. But if you hang out with him once a year, you might feel pretty distant from God. And you might wonder why you feel so far away. But it's like you hang out with that one friend only one time a year, you're not going to really do life with them. Okay, and the next thing I want to talk about with Healthy Girl Summer Spiritual Habits is let's just quickly get into the importance of just how we can incorporate faith into truly everything, specifically fitness. This is another really awesome thing to know, is a lot of people feel like they don't have enough time to hang out with God each day. I'm a firm believer that you can make time for what's important for important to you, whether it's 5 minutes, 2 minutes, or just hanging out with that person or doing that thing while also living your life. Like, doing life with that person is huge, a really great way to make time for people, specifically God. So if you feel like you don't have time for God in the morning, let's say you have a job that starts crazy early and it's just so much for you to just sit down for 30 minutes or however long and spend time with him, a really great way is to just invite God into your day and really just talk to him throughout the day, whether it's thanking him for things that you see or asking him questions while you're doing work, inviting him into the work process. Like, we can hang out with God constantly and it's so much more fun and more life-giving. And I love incorporating my faith in my fitness journey. So specifically in the times when the enemy tries to attack my mind and make me feel like I'm not good enough, one of those areas I've found before is fitness, feeling like I need to work out to look a certain way, where if I invite God into my workouts, he is just speaking to me about how he made my body, and I'm thanking him for giving me strong abs to hold my body nice and strong and to lift things up. Thank you, Lord, for giving me arms that can hug my friends. Thank you, Lord, for giving me strong legs that can do this reformer workout right now and walk me places. Little ways like that is just bringing him into our workouts and making it about hanging out with him. Imagine you're literally at the gym with Jesus, because that's what it is, versus like, I need to work out because I don't look a certain way. It just changes the entire atmosphere, whether that's playing hype worship music. I'll link my worship workout playlist below, by the way, if you need some hype songs that are really fun, or if it's just maybe working out and literally just putting your mind on him. Whatever it is, like, it makes everything in life so much sweeter when we do life with God. Okay, next thing I want to talk about is church hurt and imposter syndrome in the church. Woo, this is a good one, you guys. Okay, I mentioned before I had church hurt, and here's why I had church hurt. Because I believed a lie that my small group leader in church, that, so basically what happened is she was talking about sex before marriage and how we shouldn't have sex before marriage. It's in the Bible. Okay, so little me, I'm like 15, 16. I was having sex with my boyfriend and I was a Christian. And all of a sudden, hearing that I was doing something wrong, I started to feel like I wasn't good enough to be a Christian. I started to feel like an imposter in church. I was like, I'm a mess up, but I don't want to stop doing this. I was confused. I didn't know. I was like, I don't really understand this. Like, purity culture just like puts shame around sex. Like, I don't really understand, you know, things that we deal with. Like, confusion is a huge one. And so I started to feel church hurt, as in rejection from the church, because I didn't feel like I was good enough, which is literally lies from the enemy telling me that I wasn't good enough to go to church or to be a good Christian or to have God love me because of the actions that I was doing in my life. Maybe your church hurt comes from knowing people in church who were mean to you, or maybe church hurt comes from having a pastor who found out that he was in an affair when he was married. There are so many moments where people in church can hurt us, whether it's believing a lie that someone thinks something about us, or having someone say something mean to us, or just being let down by people we thought were supposed to be quote unquote good people. But the truth is that church, people in church, they're just broken. We're all broken. We all have things that we aren't proud of in our life. We make mistakes. We sin. We do things that just, like, they're not good. And just because someone goes to church doesn't mean that they're perfect. And I think that that is such a stereotype that we just need to remove from our minds. If you look at Jesus's ministry on earth, he was going to the people that were rejects in society, like the tax collectors, people that there's like, I was even thought of the Samaritan woman who had multiple husbands in her life, which is essentially she slept with a bunch of different people and was living with someone she wasn't married to, aka having sex before marriage, which is what I was doing. Jesus like saw her and loved her and ministered to her. And I think when dealing with church hurt, it's important to just give it to God, to tell him how we're feeling, and to just let him minister to us and speak to us the truth. And forgive, truly. Just forgiving those, forgiving people who've wronged us, forgiving ourselves for things, and realizing like God gives us grace. He loves us. He does not expect us to be perfect all the time. He doesn't expect us to perform for him. And just realizing that people, you've probably heard this, but the hurt people, quote, people that hurt others are just, they're really hurting themselves. And I think asking the Lord to help me have compassion on people who've hurt me, that's been a huge way I've been able to forgive others. Okay, I want to read a scripture because this kind of leads me into the next topic about performance and grace. I think a lot of church hurt also stems from wanting to perform for God, wanting to be a perfect quote-unquote Christian. And this is Ephesians 2 verses 8. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. And I'm going to just quickly touch on sin really fast. I'm a Young Life leader. And if you know what Young Life is, or you don't know what Young Life is, it is a Christian outreach for high schoolers. One of the biggest things I have noticed these high schoolers believe is that they need to perform for God to love them. And it's not true. But here is the thing about sin, is that yes, sin is wrong. But I, in my own walk with God, I have found that when I am putting Christ first, when I am working on building a relationship with God and deeply loving God and building that relationship, that friendship, it honestly makes me want to sin less. Like the things that are considered sin that I had in my life, I just didn't want to do. Like they just became less appealing. And even like in moments, because obviously I still sin. I'm a human. We all sin. But when I sin, the Lord reveals it to me and I'm convicted of it and I repent and I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. And I will say, like, in the moments when I'm close to God and we have a healthy relationship, those are the moments when I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. But the moments when I'm not close to him and I feel like conviction about a sin, I'm like kind of angsty about it, kind of like pushbacky. I'm like, oh, like, I don't know. And I think a lot of people focus so much on trying to cut out sin to be a good Christian, and it gets hard and they get frustrated because they can't do it. But when they put Christ first, when you switch how you see it, you pursue the Lord, the sin is going to become so much less desirable in your life. Even just inviting God into the sin, being like, God, I struggle with this addiction. I need you. I can't break this addiction without you, Lord. Because he wants to do life with us and he knows that we aren't perfect and he wants to free us from bondage. He wants to free us from addictions and from struggles and from strongholds. But we can't do that in our own strength. Like we need him to help us with that. And so I think talking about, honestly, the final point that I want to talk about today is condemnation versus conviction. How do we know if we're feeling condemned or convicted about something? So conviction comes from the Holy Spirit. Conviction is, okay, let's think about it like this. When you have, so let's say you were a child. When you were a child and there was a cookie jar on the counter in the kitchen and you already had 5 chocolate chip cookies and you wanted more and your mom was like, no, you can't have more cookies. Like your stomach's gonna hurt. And when your mom's not looking, what do? You climb up the counter and you grab another cookie and then the cookie jar falls and shatters on the ground and your mom turns around. She's like, I told you, you can't have another cookie. And you get cut by the glass and then you're bleeding and then your tummy hurts and your mom's mad at you and life sucks for like 5 minutes while you're a child. So think of this like conviction, okay? Your mom warned you. She gave you a warning out of love because she knew that if you did that, if you ate another cookie, you'd feel sick. And she also probably already knew if you climbed up on the counter, it could fall over. It's a glass jar. So think of it as like conviction from the Lord. The Lord convicts us. He is our Father. He loves us. He wants what's best for us. So He's going to guide us to do what's best. And when we're doing things that are not the best, He's going to place that conviction, or He's going to tell us gently in our spirit, hey, like, let's not do that. And we're going to feel off about it. That off feeling that you might have before, a lot of times that's from the Lord. Condemnation. Condemnation is, let's now rewind the story slightly, okay? Let's say the cookie jar fell shattered and you're covered in blood. You're crying because you knew you messed up. And let's say your mom just started shaming you. She's like, how dare you? You are a terrible child. I can't believe you would do that. Like, wow, what a disgrace to our family. Really hurtful words. That's what condemnation sounds like. So let's say, for example, that we do something that's not nice to someone else, and we know in our spirit it's not right, but then all of a sudden we feel shame for it. Like, we feel so guilty, so shameful. We feel like we're a horrible, horrible person. And that is an example of condemnation. That is from the enemy. The enemy wants to shame us, wants to pull us away from God. Remember, wants to discourage us. The enemy's voice is either a form of discouragement or, what's the other word? It starts with a D. It might come to me. But discouragement is one of the ways the enemy likes to speak to us, is through feeling discouraged. So anyways, you can test if it's conviction or condemnation based on that way. Conviction is, think of like a loving warning. Condemnation is your failure. How could you do that? Guilt and shame. Okay, so finishing off, wrapping up this episode today, I just want to encourage you that we talked about a lot of things. And if you are getting back into your walk with God, I encourage you to really just focus on what we talked about, the first point about getting into the Bible. Plain and simple, just starting there, starting small. When I got into my relationship with God, I started with a devotional, honestly. It was Live on Purpose by Sadie Robertson. There was a little scripture at the top. It was really, really easy to read, understand. And maybe that's what works best for you at the start. It's just something like that, something small each day. Think of it like just easing in. And as you get closer to God, then you can dive into more of these things. I mean, honestly, why not dive into them now? But I don't want you to feel super overwhelmed. But wherever the Lord leads you with these spiritual habits, I encourage you to go. As long as you invite the Lord into anything, like, you're not going to fail. And one more point I want to quickly talk about is just the importance of sitting with God versus striving. Even in our faith, it can be easy to want to, like I was saying, perform, strive, prove to God, prove to others that we're a good Christian and keep doing more. But a lot of times the Lord wants us to just sit with Him. Just sit with Him, hang out with Him, grow close to Him, and then go do the things that He's called us to. So I just encourage you with that as well. Like, build your relationship with God this summer. Take the time. It is so worth it. You have 5 minutes, I promise, to just sit with God and just see where He wants to just grow close to you. Anyways, I hope this episode helped you. I hope you're feeling excited to grow closer to Him. It is such an incredible journey, a journey that honestly never ends, a journey we're always growing in, always learning more in. And also, I encourage you to go to church. I know church sometimes can have a bad stigma. Maybe you just had a bad experience, but I'm telling you, being in an environment with other Christians, other believers who love God and are also in their walk, like, it is just so helpful. And I just encourage you so, so much to just start going to church. Maybe watch a church online. Maybe, I don't know. Just try. I promise. It's so worth it. Okay. Well, I hope you have the best day. I hope you love this episode. Let me know if anything specific resonated with you. If you have questions, you can always DM me on Instagram at Healthy But Human Pod. I have a virtual Bible study every week. I'll link it below in a group chat. So that's also a really great way to connect with other believers, other people who are maybe starting their walk with God, or they want to get back into it, or they're in it. Like, everyone's welcome, just so you know. Anyways, I hope you love the show. I will see you next week. Keep being amazing, and I'm praying for you, and I cannot wait for you to have a healthy girl summer, physically, mentally, spiritually, all the things. I hope you loved this little series. Let me know if you want more series, and I'll make sure they happen. But yeah, have the best day, and keep being amazing and healthy but human. Bye!
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.